Hello again and welcome back. Farming has come a long way since a man and a mule tilled the fields and hoped for the best. Farming has gone increasingly high-tech, and now the technology produces information farmers can use to improve planting and cultivation efficiency, thereby maximizing yields, and that's obviously good. But in the minds of some, there could be a downside. For the next couple of days, St. Louis Public Radio reporters Maria Altman and Veronique LaCapra will be reporting on what's come to be called big data or precision farming. Maria joins me in studio. Maria, nice to see you.
Hi, nice to
be here.
Thanks
for being with us. Let's get some definitions out of the way, if you will. What is big data and precision farming?
Well, you know, they're really, it's kind of two different things working together. I mean, the idea is that we're collecting more and more information off of tractors as they plant and harvest. All that information is being collected. The idea around big data is taking it in real time and putting it in the cloud, so it's easily accessible. And precision farming is this idea of as planters and sprayers can be more precise, so that they can plant a certain number of seeds in one area and then change it up and you know, plant fewer seeds maybe a little bit later in a field. So these two things working together, big data, precision farming.
How are they getting this data right from the tractor?
Well, that is maybe beyond my ability to explain exactly, but it is, you know, basically they have an app that they can use on an iPad or anything. And you know, some of this technology has been around for a long time. Like GPS has been in tractors long before it was in, you know, everybody's SUV. So they're able to take the information, and while some farmers are still using maybe a smart card and putting it into their computer at home, what's happening now is using iPads and getting the information. And then if you have a wireless connection, you're able to get that anywhere. You maybe use your cell phone or an iPad or your computer at home and find out what a tractor's doing somewhere else on your farm.
This is a totally different image of farming than I think most people have.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think farmers have been much more technological than a lot of us have thought. But, you know, what I'm hearing from farmers and also, you know, companies like Monsanto is by 2050, there are going to be 9 billion people on the planet. And we're not going to have more land. We have to figure out how to produce more from the land that we have, and this is one way to do it.
Right. What sort of feedback are you getting from farmers in your research for your stories?
Well, you know, I spoke with a farmer by the name of Jeff Hepke outside of Edwardsville. He works on a family farm where they're producing corn and soybeans and actually horseradish as well. And, you know, for him, it's about getting more out of every acre. He's going to take whatever advice he can get. He's going to use whatever service he can to really push his yields up. And one of the things that he's using is a service by Monsanto called Field Scripts. And what that does is takes all the yield data from past years, so how much they were able to produce in, you know, 2013, 2012, looking at soil samples, and then deciding what corn hybrid to use in each field and how many seeds to plant in different areas of the field. It's called seed population. And, you know, they were able to sort of push the seeds up in certain areas, push it down in some areas. And I have him kind of explaining how they're getting just more precise in this little clip that we can listen to right now.
Grandpa went out and he would say, this field, we're going to put on this much fertilizer across the whole field. And Dad broke it down to, well, the tops of the hills, we'll call that a management zone. And the bottoms, we'll call that a management zone. And breaking the field into two or three areas. And we're getting down to 2.5 acre management zones and really keying in on getting the best out of every acre.
So now it's called management zones.
Huh? Right, yes, yes. It's, and when he talks about these small areas, I mean, they're saying about a 30 square foot is how small it gets down to with this technology. So it really is amazing. You know, but there are a range of services. Monsanto has Field Scripts, but they also bought a huge corporation called Climate Corp last year for almost $1 billion. That has a whole other range of services that they're providing that's about weather. So on a really basic level, they can tell a farmer, and this is a free service, the basic, it's called Climate Basic, how much it rained in a field within a, you know, 1/100th of an inch, which is great for a farmer who's got a lot of land, right? They don't have to drive 20 minutes and figure out, oh, I'm not going to be able to plant today. It's too wet. Their other service, Climate Pro, goes into weather prediction and looking at soil samples and soil moisture. And it's more on the precision side, telling farmers when a good day to plant is, when a good day to spray fertilizer and pesticide, when even to harvest, and what yields they can expect.
And this work is being done for the farmers in the sense that the farmer doesn't need a special education to understand this. Monsanto or whomever is doing it for them.
Right. They're doing the analysis for them. And I have Anthony Osborne, the vice president of marketing at Climate Corp, talking about just sort of one portion of this, which is instead of scouting a field, they can take satellite pictures of a field so that a farmer doesn't have to go out into a field. So we can listen to him talk about what they call the field health advisor.
The farmer can take a look at his computer of a satellite image of that field that's overlaid with a proprietary index that looks at areas that are stressed and areas that are thriving. He or she can then drop a pin on that area that looks stressed and use their phone to go right to that spot that they saw in the picture. So it's a really progressive form of crop scouting, right? It's not from the pickup truck or it's not walking through the field. It's being able to take an aerial view of a field and what's happening.
Well, nobody can argue against the prospect of greater yields. However, not all farmers are for this, or at least they're a little bit leery of it.
Right. And it's all around that data sharing. It's about who's going to see their information, especially yields, you know, how much they're getting off of their land, and how is that information going to be used. I think there's fear around, like any of us who have used credit cards and had that information, you know, situations like Target or Schnucks where that it gets hacked and the information goes somewhere you don't want it to go. There's fear about it accidentally getting out of the hands or just even within, you know, how companies are going to use it. I've heard some farmers say, great, maybe Monsanto will be able to create a better seed, but are they going to charge more for that mm-hmm. seed? Or is someone who rents cropland down the road, are they going to find out what my yields are and is it going to affect my relationship with a landowner? Is it going to, you know, force my rental to go up?
There is the potential there for manipulating markets with this kind of information.
Right, with using all of that information, not the individual farmer, but all that information in aggregate. The American Farm Bureau Federation is concerned that a company might have a jump on the markets. Mary Kay Thatcher is their senior director of congressional relations, and she was talking about, if you've got all of this information in real time, that could be a problem, and we can hear from her now.
If you think about a big company that is getting data off of a combine, say in Iowa on corn production, and they got 1,000 combines going across the field, it's immediately going to the cloud. That company's going to have a lot of information about what the yield is looking like. And, you know, they're going to have a jump on the marketplace. So if they wanted to manipulate the market, they could. Now, of course, every company tells you they have no intention of doing that, but that's one of the things we're looking into. Are there enough safeguards out there to ensure that that can't happen?
Well, Monsanto, of course, is located right here. I'm sure you've talked with the folks such as Mr. Osborne about this.
Right. And absolutely, they say they would never do anything that would, you know, influence markets. And they also say all of that data belongs to individual farmers. So the farmer owns that information and they can delete it whenever they want to. They can take it down from the cloud if you want to say that. But again, there are a lot of questions that remain. Monsanto's trying to address them in a couple of ways. They created what's called an Open Ag Alliance with several other companies that are also in this sort of data realm. And they wanted to create standards and also sort of create a certification process for different companies that are involved in this. And one of their big things is an open platform so that a farmer could maybe shift from one service to the other. The Farm Bureau says hey, we want to be involved in this too and bring every company, including DuPont, John Deere, all of these companies in and get standards on the books. And they want to do it within the year because they say this is going to get so popular that they've got to do it
before
now.
Somebody hacks the cloud.
Exactly.
Because that is a possibility too. Only about a minute and a half left. I'm curious as to how these companies charge for the service they're providing.
Well, with FieldScripts, that is new this year. It's only being offered in 4 states, and it's about $10 an acre, and it's a corn service, basically. This is just telling farmers what corn hybrid to use and how many seeds to plant. Climate Corporation, the basic level's free. For the pro, the Climate Pro, it's $15 an acre. And of course, Monsanto's not saying exactly how many farmers are using it, but they're saying it's about 1 million acres.
Is it $10 or $15 per acre per year or per reading for whatever?
Per year, whatever
they're reading. Mm-hmm. Well, that potentially is extraordinarily lucrative when you consider how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, certainly millions of acres are out there, potential for this.
But if you push up yields, you know, 10, 15 bushels an acre, that's lucrative for farmers as well.
All right. Well, when are we going to hear the your full report and ultimately Veronique's?
Both my report and Veronique's will air tomorrow morning during Morning Edition and again in the afternoon during All Things Considered.
All right. What surprised you most about your research into all of this?
Oh, you know, just the immense amount of information that is being collected and how it's all being used to predict things like when to fertilize and when what pesticide to use. It's just incredible.
The technology has changed everything so much and so quickly. It's really, really hard to keep up. But I'm glad the farmers are catching on because those 9 billion people are going to need their food. Thank you, Maria Altman. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll listen for that report. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk with neurosurgeon and biomedical engineer Eric Luthard about how he incorporated his work in neuroprosthetics into science fiction novels. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.